This recording, Australia 39, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered to ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Geraldton, WA, and spent my early years, or growing up as a family, at Malangata Station, Yalgoo, until the age of 20. We, as a family, purchased another property, and my brother and I moved there. I was there 42 years, yeah. Well, Malangata was the name of the station, and I still don't know honestly what it is, but my dad always used to, it must have meant poison, he reckoned, because there was a lot of poison grew on that country, and that was his theory anyway. Would have been Wadjeri. Oh, childhood was fantastic. We didn't have school there in those days, just correspondence school. Just with the rest of the family and just living in the bush, and we had Indigenous people with us working on the property, and used to, you know, treat them as friends and part of the group sort of thing. So it was a fantastic upbringing, I thought. Nothing sort of comes to mind, but it's just, it's probably a slower talk than normal sort of everyday people talking. You know, you sort of greet each other and say good day, and then there's probably a bit of silence until someone sort of says, you know, what are you doing, and how are things, and has it rained, or how's the weather? But it's generally a sort of a slow introduction.